In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, Amen. This past week, when I was looking for a Bible verse for our electronic sign on Liberty Road, I thought the perfect verse to show this Easter Sunday would be Luke chapter 24, verse 6 that we read this morning. He is not here, but has risen. That would even be a good sermon title for this morning. It comes straight from the Bible. It shouts the perfect truth that Jesus no longer could be found in the tomb. He was not there. The verse for the sign and the sermon title would be accurate. So on Wednesday, I asked our secretary, Tabitha, to program our church sign to show that verse this morning. But as I was finishing my sermon preparations, I realized that this verse and the sermon title would communicate the wrong message, because it has been centuries since that first Easter morning happened. How can I say today that Jesus is not here? The church holds people waiting to hear that Jesus had risen from the dead and that he is here this morning. That's the message all of us need to hear today, including all the people passing by our side. So the title of the sermon and the phrase for our sign needed to change just a bit. Jesus has risen. He is now here. Jesus has risen. He is now here. Changing not to now changes everything for us listening today. Confusion and fear give way to a confident faith and hope because Jesus has risen, because Jesus is now here. But back then, when the women met the angels, they needed to hear Jesus was not in the tomb. They needed to be reminded of Jesus' words that he would rise from the dead on the third day. They come to the tomb expecting to care for a dead body. The spices they bring were for embalming the man who died on the cross. When they arrive, they are confused. The stone is rolled off to the side. The tomb contains no body, just emptiness. Where is Jesus? His body had disappeared. They are at loss as to what had happened. Then the angels appear. These heavenly beings frighten the women. And we sometimes imagine angels as cuddly little baby-like figures flying around. But most often in the Bible, they are powerful beings that simply send someone to fall to the ground in fear and awe. And the women do just that. They bow to the ground in front of the angels. But the angels are not there to frighten the women. They have come to assure them, to remind them, to bring a faith back to life in them. They do not do this with power and fear, but with a simple message. Jesus is not in the tomb. He has risen. He has kept his promise. He died at the hands of sinful men. Now, on the third day, he has risen from the dead, just as he said he would. He is not there in that tomb. The women needed to hear that good news. And watch what happens next. They remember. They believe. Even though Jesus is not standing right there in front of them, even though all they have seen with their eyes is an empty grave and some angels, they believe. And with an active living faith, they dash away to tell the disciples that wonderful news of the first Easter morning. Confusion and fear change to belief and hope. Soon they will see Jesus. They will know just exactly where he is, not in the tomb, but with them. But at that moment, Jesus is not there. I wonder if perhaps we struggle with the same emotions as the women did back then. We are confused. We are frightened. Not at a stone rolled away or by encountering angels, but by what life throws, simply throws at us and makes us ask, where is Jesus? He doesn't seem to be here. And what is here is frightening. A pandemic sweeps around the globe. At first, we lock down together to battle against this unseen enemy. But as the months drag on, the fighting takes over. Something as simple as a mask divides people, even in church, with some not attending if they have to wear a mask, and others not coming if not everyone is wearing one. Attendance goes down. Those watched online at first begin to drift away. Pastors and church workers grow weary and are even attacked for whatever they decide to do. The loneliness and depression are worse than the virus. You can be left confused and afraid, wondering where Jesus is in this mess. But sometimes the confusion and fear come not from the world or the country or even the church. Sometimes they infect you from the really close to home moments. Health treatments are not responding as it was expected. Hospital stays become more frequent and longer. Funeral arrangements need to be planned. The monthly income does not provide as used to. War seems to be knocking at the door. All this can leave you confused, but even more so, frightened. Where is Jesus when all this happens? What we need to hear is that he has risen, and he is here. Yes, Jesus is now here. Where? Look at the baptismal font. Water is poured into the basin. The mom and dad holding the little baby step to the font. The child is lower over the water. Three times the pastor dips his hand into the basin and splashes water on a child's head. All the while speaking the name of the child and the name of the triune God. Where is Jesus at that moment? Right there. Right there. He is risen from the dead. He is alive and now lives in that child. Faith and hope arise in the child and are renewed in those watching. Then we remember that one time, it was us, it was you who was brought into Jesus' living presence at a baptismal font. Where is Jesus? Look at the altar. The communion vessels were prepared and placed under the white cloth. The service moves along until the pastor speaks familiar words. Our Lord Jesus Christ, on the night when he was betrayed, said, "Take, eat, this is my body which is given for you. Drink of it, all of you. This cup is the New Testament in my blood, which is shed for you for the forgiveness of all your sins. You are ushered forward and stand before the altar. The bread is in your hand and then in your mouth. A sip of wine runs over your tongue. Where is Jesus at that moment? Right there. He is risen from the dead. He is alive and lives in you. He renews your faith and hope once again. He is not in the tomb. He is here in our midst, in our church, in your life. So confusion and fear give away to a confident faith and hope. Where is Jesus? Listen to what Isaiah promises in our Old Testament reading today. A day will come when Jesus will return. We will see him face to face. All creation will be remade. No more will old age take away our strength and breath. All creation will live in peaceful harmony, only gladness, no more anger and hate. Grief will give way to rejoicing. Or listen to Paul in our Corinthians reading. The one great last enemy to be destroyed is death. Jesus is the first fruits when he left the tomb empty, so many more will follow on that glorious last day of resurrection. When you read passages from God's word like this, Jesus is moving and working in you, building up your faith and renewing your hope by the power of his Holy Spirit. Now, remember what the women did after the angels reminded them of Jesus' words. After their faith came to life and hope returned. Verse 9 says that returning from the tomb, they told all these things to the 11 and to all the rest. They ran and told the disciples. They didn't stay at the tomb. They went back to their lives with the risen Jesus present with them. So do we. We leave this worship service, a service where Jesus has been present because he promised where two or three or more are gathered together, there he would be. We go back to our lives. We go back to injustice and anger. We go back to division and strife. We go back to sickness and aging muscles. We go back to the misery that the sinful world throws at us. But we do not go back alone. We go back with Jesus. We go back with a powerful message, a confident faith, and a living hope. Jesus has risen. He is now here. Each of us will come to that time when that last great enemy, death, will confront us with all its frightening and confusing reality. Like the women in our gospel reading today, we will stand before a grave, and the test of faith will rise up from the depths of our soul. Where is our hope at that moment? Where is Jesus? He is keeping the soul of our loved ones safe in his presence until he comes again. He is right there with us, in us, speaking to our faith and giving us hope. And when our minds turn to our own future grave, he is in the same places, promising to hold our soul safe, guaranteeing a last day resurrection, speaking faith and hope to those who stand at our grave. All because he has risen, he is now here. On this Easter morning, listen to the words of the angels. Remember how he told you that the Son of Man must be delivered into the hands of sinful men and be crucified and on the third day rise. The women staring at the empty tomb needed to hear the words, "He is not here, but has risen." But we, for a living faith and a confident hope, we need to hear those words a little different. We need to hear this message once again and always. Jesus has risen. He is now here. Jesus has risen. He is now here. Amen. The peace of God, which passes all understanding, keep your hearts and minds in Christ Jesus. Amen.